This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Fans are buzzing about ScoresBroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly, four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon Gordon. That's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Laramie here in the third quarter.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnatty fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10. Down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score. Maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line. Behind the back pass. Layup. Good! Rontaz Roberts. Rontaz Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Whew. Wow. Well, good morning to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, and we expect this kind of excitement you just heard all day long today here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Four games for you, two upcoming here at Sydney High School. The upper bracket and lower bracket girls Division IV sectional championship games featuring four Shelby County schools. Chuck, who would have thought it would play out this way? Very interesting. Fort Loramie, a prohibitive favorite in game two. Rushi, a prohibitive favorite in game one. But Bodkins in the first game here today, Housen in the second game, have other ideas. Rushi clobbered Bodkins twice during the regular season. These are the first two teams up in a 12 noon start just around the corner. Bodkins, though, playing its very best basketball, having upset Mechanicsburg two games ago here in the sectional tournament.
Well, I'll tell you what, they got Sarah Bergman. If you have Sarah Bergman, you've got a chance to beat anybody that you play. That girl is an absolute terror. She's an outstanding. She shoots the ball from the outside. She's got good post moves on the inside. She's a shot blocker. She's a rebounder. If they can keep her out of foul trouble, they could give Rushi a game today.
Well, she made three-pointer after three-pointer after three-pointer against Mechanicsburg, a game Bodkins won by a score of 48-36. And Bodkins never trailed in that contest. Mechanicsburg had beaten Bodkins by 20 in the regular season, a 32-point swing in a couple months. High school basketball so unpredictable. And when you've got Sarah Bergman and Paige Lane for the Bodkins Trojans, they can go off on you one night and pump in 35 between them and you're beat.
And sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. If they get on a roll, you can adjust things, but they've got the ability, and they're here, they're excited. It's 0-0 because I can see the scoreboard, so they're not starting in any kind of a disadvantage. And if they have a good start to the game and they can get excited, I think that's going to make a difference.
I think you nailed it right there. Bodkins can't fall behind 10-2 at the outset and be trailing 17-6 at the end of the first quarter, because Rushi, which pumped in 77 points in its victory here in the sectional over Mississinewa Valley, is very capable of exploding on you. The Rushi Raiders are at the top of their game. We saw Rushi just a couple weeks ago, best performance of the entire year, trouncing Fort Loramie in a game at Rushi. 19 wins for head coach Andy Timmerman at Rushi this year, 19-5, 10-2 in the Shelby County League. Bodkins 15-9 overall, 5-7 in league play. Bodkins excelled outside the league. Both teams have played pretty difficult schedules. Rushi perhaps a little more stringent than Bodkins. Bodkins has got to be able to handle Rushi's tight man-to-man defense at midcourt, which can slow down the Trojans and keep them from getting into their half-court sets.
Well, you do not want to, you can't run your offense from the yellow line here coming out into the basket. You got to be able to get down to the top of the key to run your offense. Secondly, you can't turn it over at midcourt. When you do, that normally is 2 points going the other direction. But Rushi, they've got some scorers. They've got one of my favorite players in Jenna Cordano. That young lady just can flat out put the ball in a basket. She was a six person last year. She's a starter now, and she is instant offense. But then you got Larissa Poling, as good a post player as there is in the league. You got Shea Borchers. You got Cameo Wilson, who had a great game in the tournament. You got Ashley Scott, a freshman. You've got Whitney Plyman on the point. Doesn't score for you a lot, but she doesn't turn the ball over much. You got Jessica York coming off the bench. They've got a real array of good basketball players.
Yeah, four different young ladies made three-pointers for Rushi in the sectional win over Mississinewa Valley. You mentioned Cameo Wilson. Perhaps the very best game of her entire career, Rushi. She drilled 22 points in that game. And if Cameo is getting 22 on you, and I've not mentioned the names of Larissa Poling and Jenna Cordano
right.
yet, in terms of scoring, if Cameo drops 22 on you,
you're done.
You're sunk.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And they're well coached. I like how they play. They play hard. And they could win a couple of games. I mean, Botkin's going to have to be at the very peak of their game today to be able to stay in this, let alone win it.
15 wins by Botkin's. Head coach Mike Maurer's done an excellent job, just like Andy Timmerman and Rushi.
Yeah, Mike Maurer is a good basketball coach, and on top of that, he's a heck of a nice guy. He's got Tim Hatcher, who was at Rushi, now down there on the bench helping him out. That's another good basketball mind. So that's two really good coaching staffs. And it's fun. It's nice to see. There was a point when I was coaching girls basketball at Piqua that some of the coaching staffs just weren't very good, and sometimes it was kind of embarrassing what you could do to them. That's not that way anymore. Coaching staffs on the girls program are every bit as good as the coaching staffs on the boys programs, sometimes better.
Oh, I agree. Agreed. The winner of this game will take on the Newton Tri-Village winner. They don't play till Tuesday at Brookville. So the winner of this game comes back next Saturday afternoon at Troy to meet the winner of the Tuesday Brookville lower sectional champ. Newton plays Tri-Village on Tuesday. Tri-Village the favorite. Newton coming off a mild upset, 47-42 over Troy Christian. So whoever takes this game here at noon, Rushier Botkins, will play 1 week from today, as I said, against Newton or Tri-Village. And Tri-Village is very potent about two-thirds of the way through the year. Tri-Village crushed Rushi at Tri-Village. It was one of the Raiders' poorest games of the entire year. We know how that works.
They had a little bit of a swoon in the middle of the season, I think. But, boy, when we saw them play at Laramie a couple of weeks ago, they looked like a good basketball team.
But if Rushi were to win this game, the Raiders could turn the tables on Tri-Village in the sectional. Botkin's the underdog here in our 12 noon tip. Should be a fine game for you, up and down, a lot of scoring, and we are looking forward to bringing it to you. Botkin fans and Rushi fans, both across the way, a lot of blue and gold and black and gold here at Sydney High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Our anchor underwriting sponsors here this afternoon are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loraman, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We salute these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you very much. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. Starting lineups, opening tip, Rushi Botkins, upper bracket sectional title game, around the corner on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of eight outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates. Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Sponsored by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
And so many thanks to Goffney Furniture here in Sydney. Goffney, Route 47, West Michigan Avenue. That is west of I-75. Goffney has outstanding, high-quality furniture priced just right to suit your budget. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture, great savings at the website. Take advantage of coupons located there at goffneyfurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Rushi Raiders are here in the upper bracket sectional championship thanks to a victory over Mississinewa Valley. It was a resounding triumph as Rushi won that easily 77-23 after taking a bye in round one. Meanwhile, Botkins down to Mechanicsburg. It was a 13-point win for Botkins, 49-36, quite unexpected after being clobbered at Mechanicsburg during the regular season. Mechanicsburg was a 3-seed, Botkins a 4-seed, and Botkins managed to upend Mechanicsburg in the first round and then held on to edge out Riverside, which had a losing record by a score of 30-28 in game two. So that's Botkins' path here to the sectional championship game. Starting lineups being introduced for both clubs. Paige Lane in the opening five for Botkins, averaging 12 points a game. Aliyah Jones is a junior guard. Of course, Sarah Bergman, 14.5 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, 6-foot senior center. Also in the opening five, Janelle Grevy, a junior forward, and Tara Grevy, a junior guard. Tara is a cousin. Janelle and Jill Grevy. Jill comes off the bench, our sisters.
A junior, number 10, Shea Orchard.
Here's the opening five for the Rushi Raiders. Jenna Cordonier at a wing position. Shea Borchers at a guard. Camille Wilson at a power forward spot. Whitney Plyman at the point. And Larissa Poling in the middle. Rushi took the measure of Botkins twice during the regular season, and neither game was close. 45-32 in favor of Rushi at Botkins on December 21st. And later on in the year, in a game played February 1st at Rushi, the Raiders won it by a resounding 28 points, 52-24.
Well, I mean, I guess the only way those two games matter is if Rushi gets off to a real quick start.
Yep.
If they do, then it becomes psychological. If Botkins stays close, anything can happen.
And anything can happen in the tournament. We saw three boys teams last night play their best games of the year. Lehman Catholic, Jackson Center, and then Fairlawn in game three all played their best outings of the entire season last night in the first round of the boys Division IV sectional tournament. Well, Rushi won the opening toss to start the game and then dropped the ball out of bounds. Rushi in the home white. Blue letters, blue numbers, gold trim. Botkins in the road, black with gold piping. Here's a three-quarter court pressure applied by Rushi. Camille Wilson trailing the play as Janelle Grevy brings it down the floor and hands it off to guess who? A long three-pointer rifled in by Aliyah Jones, and she can make him.
Yeah, that looked pretty. That was pretty good defense. She had a hand on her face.
Aliyah Jones playing, coming off an injury. Missed a few games. Grace Holman is back active on the roster. She was out when we covered the Botkins home game against Anna a few weeks ago. Here's a lob pass by Rushi into the post, and it's picked off by Sarah Bergman. Good beginning for Botkins. A three-pointer by Jones. A couple of turnovers. Two nice steals by Botkins, which enters the ball to Paige Lane. Now it's thrown on top to Janelle Grevy. Outside the arc to Bergman, who gives it up, gets it back. She launches the three. It's on target, but a bit hard. Rebound taken down by Plyman of Ruchy. She races up the floor, hands to Cordonier. A lob into the lane to Poling. Poling is crowded and fouled as she releases toward the basket. She'll shoot two.
You like to see your post players run the floor like that. Good things happen when they do.
6:41 to go in the first. 3-0 in favor of Botkins. Poling at the stripe. We saw Ruchy last weekend of the year against Fort Loramie make free throw after free throw after free throw. And Poling bangs this one off the back brace.
The curse of the announcer.
Yeah, free throw shooting can be contagious. We saw Fairlawn get red hot last night in the second half.
Especially one kid in the fourth quarter, 10 for 10.
Uh-huh. Drew Brodigam.
Thank you.
He was on fire. 10 successive free throws made by him to boost Fairlawn to the upset victory over Triad.
And they had been terrible in the first three quarters.
Yeah, one free throw made, one missed here by Ruchy. 3-1 in favor of Botkins. As Poling connected on one foul shot. Here's Janelle Grevy. Top of the circle to Paige Lane. Aliyah Jones swings it back to Tara Grevy. In the left corner, it's Aliyah. Now Janelle on top. Ball lob to Bergman. Deep three. Left corner of the floor. Short. No good rebound, Ruchy. Sarah's going to have to make a handful of those. At her height, she'll be able to shoot over Ruchy from long range.
That was a tough angle. She was a little behind the backboard in the corner. That might not have been a great choice.
Here's Cameo Wilson out on top for Ruchy. Hand off to Jenna Cordonier. Deep in the right corner to Plyman. 3-1 Botkins. We played 2 minutes 20 seconds. Botkins' defense giving Ruchy a little difficulty right now. Cordonier goes baseline. Feeds Cameo Wilson at the foul stripe. Air ball on a 16-footer. And the ball drops into the lap of Tara Bergman, who flips it up the floor to Tara Grevy for Botkins. Now to Bergman, out on top. Now to Tara. 25 feet away, Aliyah Jones. Here's Bergman. Inside the arc, right flank, it's Janelle Grevy. A line drive jumper, hits the rim, no good. Bounds down to Whitney Plyman of Ruchy. She darts down the floor, all the way to the lane. A wild left-hand scooper, no good. The rebound slapped away by Botkins. Trojans have it. 5 minutes left, opening quarter, 3-1 in favor of Botkins. Ruchy's gone 3 minutes plus without a field goal. Bergman lobs it deep left corner to Aliyah Jones. Hand off to Janelle Grevy, foul line extended right. Jumper hits the iron, no good. Rebound Paige Lane, rim the 6-foot banker, and Ruchy's got the board. 4:41 to go in the first. 3-1 in favor of Botkins. Slow scoring start. After the initial shot by Botkins went down. Ruchy yet to net a basket. Poling's got the ball baseline right. On top to Shea Borchers. Outside the arc on the left to Cordonier. Trying to figure out Botkins' defense, Chuck.
Well,
it's a zone.
No, I think they're playing man.
Are they really?
Well, because, they just sent a cutter through, and Jones followed her through the lane. But I'm with you. I was struggling a little bit to see what they were trying to play.
And I saw another cutter go through, and Janelle
they
Grevy,
passed it through.
Janelle
so I don't
Grevy
know.
Did not follow her.
Well, we watched Mississinewa boys last night, and everybody would have been guessing that they were playing a straight zone, but they were playing a matchup zone. They were playing man-to-man in their area.
And I think this is a junk defense applied by Botkins. Ruchy just missed a 10-footer. Baseline right. The ball was kicked out of bounds by the Raiders.
I'll look at it and see what they're doing next time.
Botkins has it back again, but throws it away at the timeline. Here's Whitney Plyman. Long pass down the floor for Cordonier, and she whipped it too far. A bundle of miscues here at the outset by Ruchy, which is clearly not well focused. That can happen after clobbering a team twice in the regular season.
I think we saw that last night with Triad. The coaches could talk all day about the regular season game means nothing, but the kids still know what they did.
Deep in the left corner, Paige Lane for Botkins, which is up 3-1. 3:40 left to go opening period. Outside the arc, near side, it's Tara Grevy. She goes baseline, flips it cross court to a new player on the floor. Now Courtney Sutton, fine-looking sophomore guard. Her jump shot hit the rim. Short of the mark, no good. Rebound, clang down to Ruchy. Plyman speeds up the floor. Gives it to Ashley Scott, who's checked in. Now to Poling, baseline right. She maneuvers and banks it down. for Rushi's first fielder.
Good move that time by Larissa. Her footwork has gotten so much better this year.
We are tied up at three. As I mentioned in the game now, Ashley Scott, a freshman for Rushi. Botkin's having difficulty at midcourt. They do get it across. Ball flip cross court to Bergman. Bergman deep in the right corner to Grace Homer, who's in now. Her 21-footer blocked by Poling, right back to Grace, who recovers. 2:53 left to go first quarter. We're tied up at a field goal apiece. Ball entered baseline right to Paige Lane. On top to the three-point shooter, Courtney Sutton. Way short, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Bergman hits the floor, and Rushi comes out of there with it. Here come the Raiders darting down the floor. Here's a steal from behind, but Bergman. And she ripped it away from Cordonier. Backcourt pass to Paige Lane. 2:25 to go first quarter. We're even at three. Bergman's got it. 35 feet out on the floor. Deep in the right corner, Holman. Glad to see Grace returning to the roster after suffering a shoulder injury. Grace has got it back to the basket. Here's Paige Lane right in front of the Rushi bench. Kleiman hounds her and fouls her. Common personal. Ball out of bounds to Botkins.
Botkins is getting the ball in spots you don't want to be. They're getting right on the sideline, right down in the corner, and that makes it easier for the defender.
2 minutes, 8 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Substitutions for Botkins. Aliyah Jones, who's been out, is back in. Bergman retrieves the inbounds pass, hands off to Aliyah. She's got the basket for Botkins so far in this game. Deep in the right corner, it's Bergman. Ball high overhead, swings it to Holman. Into the lane to Paige Lane. Nice feed, baseline left to a teammate who overshoots. And the weak side rebound is in the hands of Cameo Wilson. And she bounces her way down the floor. It's a player loose, baseline right. It's Ashley Scott who catches and lays it in.
What a nice diagonal pass that was for a layup.
That was a nifty 3-on-2 by Rushi, which takes the lead 5-3. Here's a wild shot by Bergman, a 10-footer. She misfires long, and Rushi snares the rebound. A minute 27 to go in the first. 5-3 in favor of Rushi. Deep in the left corner for the Raiders. It is Jessica York, a 5'9 sophomore, who's in. And here's Rushi feeding it off on the play to Shea Borchers, who cans a 2, a 10-footer. Botkins has seen enough. Head coach Mike Maurer gets a timeout. 7 in a row with the Raiders. 7-3 Rushi late in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, plus Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? And this Monday at the Troy Frisch's from 5 to 8, kids eat free. Troy Frisch's this Monday, 5 to 8 p.m., children eat free of charge. Here's Bergman in the post, down in the block, low right against Poling for Botkins, who swats it out of bounds.
She is so good at holding her ground and not reaching in. She goes straight up and blocks shots.
56 seconds to go in the first quarter. Botkins in need of points, down 7-3. Bergman gets the inbounds pass. She is outside the lane, about 5 feet inbounds. Double team, triple team, nearly a jump ball. She's held, the official says. Common personal, ball out of bounds. Botkins once more.
Cameo didn't like the call, but she had her one hand on the ball, one hand on her arm, so I think it was a good call.
Aliyah Jones inbounding to Bergman out back, who sets and shoots the three. It curls around and comes out. Long rebound, Botkins. A player is spilled to the floor. A push-off against Rushi. That last shot, but Bergman should have counted for something, Chuck.
At least a half.
Yeah. It looked like most of the leather dipped below the rim. Simply would not stay in.
She needs to keep shooting it. Yeah, she's a good shooter. She needs to keep putting it up.
47.9 to go in the first quarter. It's inbounded to Bergman in the left corner. Cordonier all over her. back to Elijah Jones, who has the only field goal for Botkins. Intercepted pass by Cameo Wilson. A run out the other way. 2 points for Wilson. Good alertness by Cameo, and she sprung the other direction and made the nifty left-handed layup. 9-3.
She looks like she's playing with so much more confidence.
Isn't that the truth? And she dribbles it down the floor just like a point guard. Outside the arc, straight away for Botkins. It is Janelle Grevy. Fires a pass, baseline right to a teammate. Into the post, it goes to Bergman, knocked away by Rushi. It's loose. Ashley Scott has got it. Outlet pass down the right side to Borchers. Straight away to Perdonier. Lobbing down inside to Poling. Look out. Two more for Rushi. She beats the buzzer. And the Raiders reel off 11 straight, leading Botkins 11-3 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. Upper bracket sectional final, girls division four. And Rushi's having its way now with Botkins, which made its first shot, Chuck, and then zip thereafter.
Before you missed 14 straight after that. They were 1 of 15. Botkins on the other, Rushi on the other hand was 5 of 8.
Yeah, Rushi a slow start. In fact, the Raiders missed their first two from the floor, finished 5 of 6 at the end of the first quarter. Here's Botkins at midcourt, down 11-3, starting quarter number two. ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Botkins begins the second quarter with a short shot that is deflected, and Rushi's got the rebound. Cordon, your left corner, Cameo Wilson. Ball high overhead. Whips it into the lane.
Wow.
It's caught and laid in. Perdonier on the score. What an assist by Cameo.
And we played 1 minute into the second quarter. Five young ladies have scored for the Raiders so far.
That's the kind of balance that head coach Andy Timmerman's team can deliver. And when the Raiders do that, Rushi can beat just about anybody in girls Division IV basketball.
Yeah, when they're on a roll, I think they are the best Division IV team in the area.
Here's a turnover across midcourt by Botkins. Trojans having challenges dealing with Rushi's pressure. Whitney Plyman's got the ball outside the arc, whips it to Grenadier in the lane. She ducks under, and it's swiped. Bergman got a hand on it. So did Janelle Grevy. Up the floor to Paige Lane. Out back, gives it to Holman. Ball thrown, baseline left to Tara Grevy. Now 30 feet away, it's Paige Lane. Spin move. Paige has got to get going. She knifes her way into the paint and tries to bounce to Sarah Bergman, whom she thought was there. She wasn't. Out of bounds, it dribbles. It's Rushi possession again.
The only thing open down on the baseline was that big S on the mat down there. It was open.
It could be a big S not only for Sydney, but for scoresbroadcast.com.
I think that's what they put it up there for, and then they put Sydney Yellow Jackets on there just to make it look good.
There you go. Rushi 13, Botkins 3, opening 90 seconds of the second quarter. Botkins pumped in its first shot. Elijah Jones nailed a three-pointer. All Rushi since, 13 in a row. Outside the lane to the right. It is Shea Borchers in the left corner. Cameo Wilson starts a drive on Bergman. Feeds Scott foul line. Poling short corner. Baseline left. And then she delivers a pass on the arc for Borchers. It's punched out of bounds by Botkins.
Well, if nothing else, Botkins has a rowdy student section here today.
Mm-hmm. And they've got some neat attire going on right now.
You got to love kids.
Every color imaginable, every hat imaginable, every styled shirt imaginable, long sleeve, short sleeve, everything in between. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Here's Cameo Wilson in the left corner, down inside to Poling. She is crowded, lays it up, no good, rebound Botkins. Up ahead to Bergman. Bergman across the timeline to Paige Lane. Botkins in desperate need of points. Bergman between the circles, loops it to a cutter, Tara Grevy down inside, forces one up short, but she is bodied, bumped on the play by Rushi, and I think a couple free throws are coming. 5:41 to go here in the first half. 13-3 in favor of Rushi over Botkins, which was beaten handily by Rushi on two occasions in the regular season. But in the tournament, you just never know. As we witnessed last night, we'll repeat for you. The Layman Catholic boys, the Jackson Center boys, and the Fairlawn boys all played their very best games of the entire season last evening. Timeout called. Botkins head coach Mike Maurer. 5:41 to go in the half. Rushi by 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. The second free throw is made by Botkins. So a three-pointer from Aliyah Jones so far in this game. A foul shot from Tara Grevy, registering the 4 points for the black and gold, who trail now 13-4. Rushi brings the ball down the floor into the corner, and Botkins bats it loose out of bounds. Rushi will play it in. Playmaker Whitney Plyman, baseline right of the hoop. Whitney feeds into Cordagna. Cordagna inside the arc, right flank, buries a 17-footer. Jenna Cordagna right on the money. 15-4 in favor of the Raiders. Here is Holman at the elbow on the right. Outside to Tara Grevy. Here's Bergman, long step back three-pointer, or I should say Paige Lane, rimmed it out, no good. Tough luck shooting for Botkins right now. Rushi snatched the rebound, and the Raiders bring it down. Here's Cordagna's shot fake. Below the foul line, a leaner, deflected on the play. Shot altered by Botkins, which comes away with it. 4:55 to go in the second quarter. Grace Holman to Paige Lane up the floor. Paige without a point so far. Sarah Bergman without a point so far. They're averaging nearly 30 per game on the year for Botkins. Here's Tara Grevy, 25 feet out. Gives it up to Aliyah Jones. She puts the ball on the deck, drives. Nice feed into the lane to Tara Grevy. A soft little eight-footer is good. 15-6. Botkins down 9. Three straight points, but Tara Grevy, a foul shot and a made hoop. Whitney Plyman across the timeline for Rushi. Outside the arc on the left to Ashley Scott. Scott, ball high overhead. Delivers it for York. Jessica York touched it. It rolls away from her. Botkins might have gotten a fingertip on it last, out of bounds. Rushi will retain the ball. Halfway through the second quarter. 15-6 in favor of Rushi. And the Raiders get a timeout at this juncture. And Chuck will tell our listeners quickly about Brookins in Fort Loramie. New owner-manager Carl Arnes. Congrats to Carl. After Dale and Joyce Barhorst had Brookins for 12 years and did a splendid job. And now it's Carl's turn. And you can't beat Brookins. No good eating place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie. And don't forget this evening, Saturday night, it's the pork chop special at Brookins. Your food is always cooked fresh. You can enjoy roasted chicken dinners, many specialty sandwiches, delicious pizza, and that pork chop special. Brookins, a great place to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Rushi ball ahead by 9, 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Freshman Ashley Scott's got the ball in the right corner, whips it cross court to Whitney Plamen. She navigates the middle, tries to feed low on the left to York. Good defense by Botkins off York last. Trojans ball.
Taking a look at the stats that Matt Zerker just handed me, Paige Lane and Sarah Bergman are 0-9 from the floor.
And they are usually at somewhere around 3 or 4 for 9 when taking 9 shots between them. Good defense by Rushi so far. Aliyah Jones to Bergman in the right corner. Botkins behind by 9. 3.5 left in the half. Deep in the left corner, Paige Lane looks for Bergman straight away. Bergman catches. Loops it to Aliyah Jones. Her long triple deflected. Or I should say, yes, it was Aliyah who took it. And Rushi modified the shot and got the loose ball. 3:12 to go in the half. Here's Ashley Scott high right with it for Rushi. Between the rings to Plamen. Low scoring upper bracket sectional championship. Only 21 total tally between the teams. Botkins has done a pretty good job on defense. Trojans simply cannot crack open their offensive attack. Deep in the right corner is Cordania Ferrucci. Starts to drive. Tries to feed the ball across the lower part of the key. 3 black jerseys were there.
Raider, one leg.
Yeah, Raiders got a break. It was ruled to be kicked by Botkins. Is it the official's judgment, Chuck, as to whether or not it's intentional?
Normally, your foot has to move for it to be called. I'm not sure it did there, but it's a referee's discretion.
Yeah, that was my point. It looked like the pass was just simply...
just hit it.
Yeah, an errant throw right off the shin of a Botkins player. But Rushi did retain the ball. Ashley Scott's got it 25 feet away. Now to Shea Borchers. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Deep in the left corner, Whitney Plyman. Behind the foul line, it's Scott. She goes airborne on a 17-footer. It's off the flange, no good. Rebounding foul in the right corner against Botkins. Rushi's ball again. 2:23 left in the second. Couple changes for Botkins. Janelle Grevy, Courtney Sutton back on the floor. Grevy, a junior forward. Sutton, a sophomore guard. Ball entered to Camille Wilson deep in the right corner. Out back to Plyman. Time's a wasting right now, but that's to Rushi's advantage. Raiders have captured a 9-point edge. Here's Cordania, 30 feet away. Loops it between the rings to Scott. Scott's picked up by Paige Lane. Out back to Borchers. High left to Cordania. She's got no room to operate. The taller Bergman on her. Left corner, Camille Wilson. She glides across the lane. A running hook shot. She is hindered and fouled as she released it, and she'll get 2 at the stripe. Cameo Wilson has been one player for Rushi here today, Chuck, who's taken the bull by the horn and attacked the basket.
Well, that was a nice drive across the lane, and I think she was going to have a layup, and they did a pretty good job of fouling her.
High arching free throw by Cameo, a little lengthy, no good. Ashley Scott out, Larissa Poling back in for the stretch run here at the end of the second quarter for the Raiders. Minute 56 to go. Cameo Wilson, another high-arching free throw. Swish. 16-6, 10-point lead for Rushi. In backcourt, Paige Lane flips it right back to Sarah Bergman. Bergman dribbling up over the timeline. The six-footer's double-teamed and then throws it away into the Rushi cheering section across the way. Down to a minute 40 left in the second quarter. Plyman to midcourt for the Raiders, who are up 16-6. Outside the arc on the right to Poling. High-low action down inside to Wilson. Little six-footer, and she's bothered from behind. Somebody got a piece of her. She laid it up long, but she'll get 2 more at the stripe. Cameo Wilson coming off a dandy, a 22-point outing against Mississinewa when the Raiders put up 77 on the opponent in the previous sectional tournament game. Free throw by Cameo Wilson. Is strong. Heavy off the rim, no good. Jenna Cordonier had 14 in the win over Mississinawa. Ashley Scott had 11 off the bench. What a game by her. Jessica York had 5. Second free throw by Cameo, dead center. So she splits 4 foul shots here in the last minute. And here's Botkins having difficulty in backcourt. Punched away by Plyman. Loose ball, Cordonier. Driving layup, yes. 19-6, Rushi. Botkins in a world of hurt right now. And again, Botkins in backcourt is hemmed in. It's ruled a jump. Trojans arrow. A minute 14 to go in the half.
They're trying to break this double team by dribbling through it, and it's getting them in trouble.
It's not going to work. Inbounded by Tara Grevy. Backcourt to Paige Lane. Paige at the timeline. Does manage to get it to the stripe. Whitney Plyman guards too aggressively and fouls. 106 left in the second quarter of play. Paige Lane to inbound right in front of the scorer's table. We are a couple of rows up at midcourt, right behind the scorer's desk. Here's Bergman dribbling down the right side, 30 feet away. Here comes the double team, the triple team. She loops it to Paige Lane, and the pass goes off her fingertips out of bounds.
Again, they're trying to run their offense right along the sideline. It's not going to be very effective. You need to get the ball out in the middle of the floor.
Exactly. 50 seconds to go in the half. Here's Scott, midcourt. High left to Plyman. Left corner, Shea Borchers for Rushi. Straight away, Cordonier, 40 to play in the second quarter. 19-6 Raiders. Borchers, Cordonier, they pitch it around the arc. Ashley Scott being checked 25 feet away by Courtney Sutton Botkins. Left wing to Borchers. Larissa pulling out high. Here's a line drive three ball by Jenna Cordonier, and you can count it. She drilled it home. It was about a foot above the rim in flight. She threw it up there 11 feet off the floor, and it was on the mark, spot on.
She's got a 9-point quarter going.
Good game for Jenna. Here's a reverse layup by Botkins with 6 seconds to go in the half. It's no good. The rebound fumbled away by Cameo Wilson. Botkins will throw it in with 4.3 remaining. A big triple by Jenna Cordonier for the Raiders, boosting Rushi to 22 points. 2 seconds left in the half. Deep in the far corner, Botkins cannot get the ball away. Paige Lane was boxed in, but good defense from the Raiders. And the halftime concludes. Rushi 22, Botkins 6, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School. girls Division IV upper bracket sectional championship. And Rushi has outscored Botkins 11-3 in each of the first two quarters to lead 22-6 at the halftime break. Our report here at halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the stats are as lopsided as the score. Botkins was 2 of 20, 1 of 7 from behind the arc, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. They're not going to beat anybody doing that. Rusi, on the other hand, 9 of 15, 60%, 1 of 2 from behind the arc, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Need to pick that up a little bit. Rebounding advantage is that's actually 12 each. Botkins has 7 offensive rebounds, but they've missed a lot more shots, so that gives them more opportunity to offensive rebound. Rushi only has 1. Points in the paint, 12-2, Rushi advantage. Points off turnovers, 10-3, Rushi advantage. Individual scoring for Botkins. Aaliyah Jones hit that 3 to start the game. She has 3. Tara Grevy had a 3-point play. She has 3 points. That's their 6. On the other side, Rushi led by Jenna Cordonier. She had 9 points in the second quarter, 9 for the half. They got 5 from Larissa Poling, 4 from Cameo Wilson, and 2 each from Shea Borchers and Ashley Scott. They scored 11 each quarter, and they lead this thing 22-6. It's only 16 points, but when you only get 6 points and a half, there's a good chance you're going to have trouble getting back in the basketball game.
Sarah Bergman, Paige Lane have to get red hot for Botkins.
Yeah, well, they're 0 for 9. They didn't get any more shots off in that half, and that's going to get them in trouble. Aaliyah Jones was the 1 of 2. They need to try to set some screens and find a way to get her to set her feet and maybe get her some more shots in the second half. Rushi doing exactly what they need to do to win the basketball game.
Cameo Wilson spark for Rushi.
Oh, I'm impressed. I mean, I've always thought that she was a good basketball player, but there's just something about her today. She looks very energized and very confident. That's a good thing. And Larissa Poling is outstanding, and Jenna Cordonier. We talked about all three of those girls before the game, and they all three stepped up here in the first half.
I usually call Jenna Cordonier the Energizer Bunny. She shared her batteries with Cameo Wilson today.
That's good. She needed to.
That's 6 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. 22-6, Rushi over Botkins here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Sydney High School upper bracket girls division 4 sectional title game. Rushi defeating Botkins at the moment 22-6. Third quarter just a few minutes away. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And here today we recognize seniors for both schools, a grand total of only 5, a couple of young teams. The bad news for Botkins, Paige Lane and Sarah Bergman, the two leading scorers are both seniors. Hannah Bailey, injured, out for the year, also a senior for Botkins. 2 seniors for Rushi, that's all, just a couple. Tamia Wilson is a 12th grader. Whitney Plyman, a senior. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center recognizing these five seniors here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. We thank Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze, and Doug Borchers and all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. And we say hello to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road, east of town. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, Ohio. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. Check out the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include eight expanding divisions. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Coming up after this game, it's the lower bracket sectional championship as the Fort Loramie Redskins take on the Houston Wildcats. And we feature two games for you tonight from the boys' Division IV sectional at Piqua. Tip-off times at 5:30 and 7. We're online at 5:15 from Piqua. Chuck, quickly, your takeaways from last night's three victories at Piqua by Layman Catholic, Jackson Center, and Fairlawn.
Well, I think Layman adding Seth Rowe to that lineup that was already had some talent. They added another scorer. They're playing well. I know I made the comment, I think they might give Rushi a game. I was scoffed at by some people that were sitting around me. I'm not saying they can beat them. I'm just saying they can come close. Jackson Center was outstanding last night shooting the ball. And Fairlawn was as good as I think they can be last night.
Exactly. Rushi Raiders had better be on their game against Layman Catholic, that's for sure. And the third quarter starts by the Rushi Raiders, Jenna Cordonier, who nets a three-pointer following up on her long three late in the second quarter. 6 points by Cordonier overlapping the second and third. And the lead for Rushi right away, starting the second half, balloons out to 25-6.
Well, Jenna just took a 12-6 lead in the game.
You're right. She sparkled here today. A dozen points for Jenna. Botkins comes down the floor quickly and tries a drive into the paint. It's Janelle Grevy, and she is hacked. She's got a couple free throws coming.
I like to see them try to take the ball to the basket because they were shooting, living on threes in the first half, and it was not working.
Shot by Janelle is good. 25-7. You can bet head coach Mike Maurer said, young ladies, the only way we can get back in this game is to score a bushel basket of points with the clock stopped. And that means we've got to drive, and drive some more. One free throw made, second one missed. A rebounding foul, though, against Rushi, and Botkins has the ball out of bounds.
That was a third foul on Larissa Poling. She's going to sit for a little bit.
Larissa to the bench for the Raiders. Ashley Scott back in. Tara Grevy inbounding for Botkins. Into the lane, finds an available player. Turnaround shot by Janelle Grevy blocked. All missed by Rushi. Loose ball to the Raiders who bring it down the floor. 25-7 Rushi, 7-10 to go in the third. Here's Scott outside the arc on the left. Straight away to Borchers, right corner, Whitney Plyman. Plyman out of Camille Wilson. High left, it's Scott. Left wing Borchers, Jenna's got it again. Cordonier eyeballed the basket, didn't shoot. Ashley Scott will.
Wow,
look out. Swish, three-pointer. 23-foot shot by Ashley Scott.
The freshman.
Wow, and I tell you what, when she is pumping them home off the bench, Rushi can be extremely dangerous. Sarah Bergman drives for Botkins down to her left. Can't get it to go. Her stick back hangs on the rim, and it comes off.
That is just the way the game's gone for Sarah today. Yeah,
a lid is attached to the iron at Botkins' end. It's been that way all afternoon. Deep in the left corner, Plyman for Rushi. She tries one. No good. Rebound, Camille Wilson. Stick back. Foul against Botkins. 28-7 Raiders. 6:20 left in the third.
Well, Botkins gives up two threes to start the third quarter. That's absolutely the worst-case scenario for them.
Free throw by Cameo. Good. She's 3 of 5 at the stripe. Rushi Raiders, led by head coach Andy Timmerman, have slowly but surely developed their bench as the season has progressed. And in Scott and York, they've got some pretty good sixth and seventh young ladies.
Yes, they do.
Free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Botkins. Here's a drive to the basket by Tara Grevy. Off the underneath side of the glass. Loose ball rebound, jump, arrow, favors Botkins. 6:05 to go in the third. Botkins rebounding right of the rim. It's Tara Grevy. Tara looking. Can't find the cutter. Throws it out back to Sarah Bergman, who lost it. And then Paige Lane retrieved. And it's handed off to Bergman again, straight on. Long three-pointer, short, but she's decked. And she'll shoot three free throws.
I think he's going to call it after. And if that's the case, it's what it should have been. Yeah, they're going to take it out of bounds.
Another unlucky break for Botkins.
Yeah, but it was definitely after the shot.
5:54 to go in the third. Baseline left of the basket. Botkins will enter it in the person of Tara Grevy. Lob to Bergman at the elbow on the left. Deep right corner, Tara's got it again. Fakes left, goes right. Retreats to the arc. Bounce pass to Paige Lane. Near side pass, Janelle Grevy. Darts right down the middle. Goes up with a shot. Blocking foul committed by Borchers of Rushi. And Botkins is doing a good job applying pressure at the offensive end and working the ball into the paint area. Rushi making contact, Botkins shooting free throws. Here's a two-shotter for the black and gold, up and in by Janelle Grevy. 29-8 in favor of Rushi. Camille Wilson sits down for the Rushi Raiders. And Jessica York, the 5'9 sophomore, re-enters. And both free throws are on the button. 29-9 after Janelle Grevy, 6'2. Rushi in the lead by 20. It's a zone defense applied by Botkins. Whitney Plyman over the timeline for Rushi. Gave it up to York on the right wing. Back to Whitney on the bounce at the Sydney logo at center court. Now to York. Left flank, it goes to Scott. Scott with a nice drive and a good bounce. A delivery right on the mark to Jenna Cordonier. What a feed by Ashley. Cordonier laid it through. 14 for her. 31-9 Rushi. That's called teamwork. That's called playing together.
Yeah, absolutely. A great drive to the basket and good find.
Here's Paige Lane, elbow on the left for Botkins. Boy, Paige just simply cannot get open. Now she's got it, baseline left, to the rim, off the backboard, got it for two. Ball dealt to her neatly by Tara Grevy from the foul line. And Paige did the rest, her first bucket, right, Chuck?
Yes.
31-11, Rushi up by 20. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Little give and go on the finish at York. Left it short. No good. Cordonier on the pass. York could not connect. Botkins got the rebound. Here's a long three try by the Trojans. It is off to the right, but Janelle Grevy, it goes out of bounds. Rushi basketball. Janelle Grevy out. Grace Holman back in for Botkins. Botkins will return a number of players next year, however. As we've mentioned, Paige Lane's a senior. Sarah Bergman's a senior. So Botkins will have to rebuild at those two positions. as over 25 points a game are lost due to graduation. Outside the arc on the right, it's Cordonier got away with a bunny hop, a walk. Then she drives on the left side of the lane and accepts a shove, a foul called. It's common. Rushi will throw in the left of the rim with 4:05 to go in the third quarter, and Rushi ahead by 20. Fort Loramie Houston will go in game two, the lower bracket sectional championship. Inbound of Rushi to Cordonier, available behind the arc. Her line drive jumper misses, over the shoulder foul on Rushi. Token pressure by Rushi in backcourt as Botkins throws it in. Here's Bergman 80 feet away. Sarah on the left-hand dribble against Cordonier. Down the left side of the floor, into the sideline. Now goes to Grace Holman. She powers to the basket from the left corner, overshot it. Weak side rebound Scott for Rushi. Outlet to Cordonier. Baseline right to York. On the arc, Jenna, now Whitney Plyman. She flings it cross-court to Cameo Wilson. Cameo looks for the cutter, then throws it to Jenna 30 feet away. Now York picked up by Bergman. Right corner Plyman for Rushi. Fakes left, goes right. She stopped. Flips it cross-court to Cordonier. Now to York in the corner. 3:20 left in the third. 20-point lead Raiders, 31-11. Rushi, shaving seconds off the clock. Little give and go. Plyman, Cordonier on the finish. Nicely dealt by Plyman. Good assist. And it's a 22-point advantage for the Raiders. Bergman over the timeline. Dumps it. Foul line extended right to Paige Lane. Right corner Holman. Her long three is strong. Weak side rebound, Elia Jones. She jacks up a three. It's short. Karam's off the rim. Goes out of bounds.
Not going well right now for the Trojans, that's for sure.
Nope. The Botkins Trojans were red hot in the opening sectional game against Mechanicsburg. Botkins poured in 49. We saw Botkins a few weeks ago at the end of the regular season against Anna. Trojans scored 20 and were beaten 40-20. Good defensive pressure makes it really tough on Botkins. Straight away with the ball, it's Borchers for Rushi. Outside the arc on the left to York. 2:29 to go in the third. Ball lobbed to Scott. Scott telegraphs a pass, nearly picked off by Holman. Left corner, York. Ball high overhead. York into the post. It goes to Scott. Now to Cameo Wilson, who navigates the lane. Holman might have gotten away with a foul. Ball tapped out back to Scott, who triggers a long three. She's bodied and fouled. Let's see if it is
after again. Another good call. A lot of times officials don't have the guts to not make it a shooting foul, but both of those were after the ball was released, and it should not be a shooting foul.
Yeah, Ashley had let it go and then took a slap on the arm, perhaps even after she'd come down to the floor. It's common. Rushi will throw in ahead by 22 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here's Scott 30 feet away to York. Ball high overhead. York on a bounce pass to Cordonier, who knifes into the lane. Deals to Scott outside the arc on the left. Ashley straight away to Borchers. Now York. She puts it on the deck and almost got away with a gigantic step. The official eventually caught it and said, nope, that's traveling. Minute 50 left in the third. 33-11 in favor of Rushi. We've got a doubleheader for you tonight from Piqua. We'll see Fort Loramie Mechanicsburg in game one at 5:30. Botkins Riverside in game two at 7. We'll be online on scoresbroadcast.com at about 5:15.
Really looking forward to that second one. I want to see Botkins again. We haven't seen him for a while.
Here's a bad pass by Bergman, intercepted by York of Rushi. She sprints down the floor, flips it behind her to Cordonier. With a minute 17 to go in the third quarter. Near side pass, Ashley Scott bounces to Plyman. Plyman probes the middle of the floor, stripped on the play by Botkins, nearly a walk at midcourt by Janelle Grevy, and then it's pitched out of bounds. And Botkins with just far too many missed shots and mistakes. 65 seconds left in the third quarter. Rushi's offense in spurts has been very effective. Right now, the Raiders just content on milking the clock. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Camille Wilson on top to Borchers. Left side pass, Whitney Plyman. Plyman gives it up to York. Bergman guarding Borchers away from the ball. And we've got some jostling action going on down in the paint area. And getting the ball out of bounds below the rim will be Rushi. Another substitution for the Raiders. Caitlin Monnen on the floor now. A 5 foot 5 inch freshman. There's the ball whipped in play on the arc to Camille Wilson. Hands it off to Monnen. Outside the arc on the left to Whitney Plyman. Plyman dribbles, retreats. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rushi content to play for one. 22-point lead Raiders. Rushi scored 11 in the first, 11 in the second, 11 here in the third as that shot by Plyman circles the rim and comes out. Botkin's got the rebound. Here's Paige Lane zipping down the floor, tries to scoop it at the rim, and she's clobbered. Down she goes, and she'll get two free throws. Thirty-three points for Rushi, evenly distributed among the three quarters of play. Botkins had six at the half, 5 points here in the third. The free throw by Paige Lane, up and in. Paige connects, 33-12 in favor of Rushi. Second shot upcoming here by Paige. Couple of dribbles, she arches it in, and it's 33-13. Raiders in front. 16 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Cardano to midcourt, picked up by Lane. Did I say fourth quarter?
Wishful thinking.
should have said third, obviously. And here's Cardano in traffic as she strides over the timeline. She is pinched and fouled. It's common. Ball out of bounds to Rushi with 9.2 to go, third quarter. 20-point deficit facing Botkins. York will inbound across the way. Let's see what Rushi has in order here. Long cross-court pass to Scott. She glides to the rim. It's altered on the play by Aliyah Jones. Good defense. Loose ball, rebound, foul against Botkins, and Rushi will shoot. One and one in effect here for Shea Borchers with 6.2 to go in the quarter. Grace Holman checks out for Botkins. Grace injured over the last portion of the season. Ouched her shoulder. It was a bad muscle strain, and she's gotten back into the lineup. Obviously a bit rusty. Rushi inbounding low on the right to Wilson. It is swiped on the play of Lane. Lane outlets to Jones with one to play. Ahead to Bergman. Here's a long swan dive. Three-pointer. Backboard rim. No good. And the third quarter's in the book. Rushi 33, Botkins 13 on scores, broadcast.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here on Scores, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Botkins Trojans with the basketball down to our left. Rushi's got it, offensive end to the right. And on the Raiders' initial offensive possession of the fourth quarter, foul whistled against Botkins. 1-1, Raiders. York fires it short, no good. Rebound is punched out of bounds by Botkins. And Rushi will retrieve, or I should say, will sustain the possession. Whitney Plyman inbound, left of the basket. 33-13 in favor of the Raiders. Larissa Poling back on the floor. Again, the winner of this game will take on Tuesday's winner at Brookville. Tri-Village goes up against Newton. And you can bet the Raiders will be there in full force doing some scouting.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure the Tri-Village is here today.
Now, Tri-Village beat Rushi in the regular season by 20. Perhaps the Raiders' worst contest of the entire year. Now, you can bet Tri-Village is looking on today. And Rushi will be looking on at Tri-Village on Tuesday when it takes on Newton. Rushi will meet the winner of the Newton Tri-Village game next Saturday at Troy, a time to be determined. Here's a steal by Botkins, taken right back by Rushi, and Whitney Plyman is off and running, and a good-looking left-handed layup by Whitney. 35-13 in favor of the Raiders. Botkins with the ball, top of the circle. It's Tara Grevy. Ball flipped out high to Lane, into the post to Grace Holman. Shot fake, and she throws it away into the hands of Scott of Rushi. She darts down the floor in between the circles, gives it to Plyman. Left side, Cordonier. Ball thrown low on the left to Poling. Little head fake, up strong. Holman fouls her, and Larissa gets two free throws. With 6:37 to go in the fourth quarter, and Rushi up by a 35-13 count. Larissa Poling at the stripe. Larissa bounces the ball on the floor a couple times and squishes the free throw. 36-13 in favor of Rushi. York sits for the Raiders, who now have Cordonier, Scott, Plyman, Poling at the free throw line, and Cameo Wilson rebounding low right on the floor at the moment. Larissa threw it up there strong. Rebound taken down by Bergman. She fell to the floor. Ball's on the deck. Rushi snarfs it up. Then a bad throw. Intercepted by Paige Lane of Botkins. To Jones in backcourt. 6:20 left to go in the fourth. 36-13 in favor of Rushi. Paige Lane in the arc. Outside the arc on the left to Aliyah Jones. And she guns a long three-pointer off the heel. No good. Rebound Rushi. Lead out down the floor to Scott. Scott could have taken it to the rim, didn't. Fed it to Plyman, baseline right to Poling. Turnaround six-footer, hard, no good. Weak side rebound goes to Botkins. Larissa recovering from a recent illness, perhaps not quite herself, didn't play in the previous tourney game. And for sure, head coach Andy Timmerman wants to get her back up to 100% for next Saturday's district championship contest.
Yeah, they need her. They need her to play at her peak.
Sarah Bergman fouled in the paint for Botkins while shooting. She earns two free throws and connects on the first one.
And that is her first point.
That's amazing. Paige Lane has a field goal. Bergman does not have a field goal. Bergman now has two free throws. So between Sarah and Paige, how many points total, Chuck?
Six.
Wow. Yep, that's the key to the game, the Rushi defense on those two young ladies of Botkins, who between them average over 25 per outing. Not so here today. 36-15 in favor of Rushi. Cameo Wilson, top of the circle, wants to lob it down into Poling, and Larissa wasn't looking, or the pass was off, one of the two, and Botkins took it away. Here's a hacking foul at midcourt on Plyman of the Raiders with 5:26 to go in the third period. Fort Loramie-Houston next here on scoresbroadcast.com.
You keep messing up the score over this period. It's the fourth quarter now.
What did I say?
You said third this time.
Did I say it was the first?
If this is the first, it'd be a good score at halftime. It'd be a good halftime score.
Third quarter? No, I'm hung up on that three games triple header last night.
I hear you. It wears us out. We're getting old.
Here's the free throw by Botkins rolling around, coming off no good. 36-15. I was looking away, Chuck. Was that the 1-1 for Botkins?
It was the 1-1. They missed the front end.
Shot no good, but Tara Grevy. Rushi's got it. Four court to her right. Right wing Borchers. Right corner, Scott. Now Krajan, your top of the key. Crossover dribble into the paint area. Shoveled it toward the basket. She is contacted and fouled. I think it was in the act of shooting. Yep, couple free throws for Jenna with 5:05 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie Houston to follow will go offline for about 10 or 12 minutes or so at the conclusion of this game. Then return online with a pregame open before the start of Fort Loramie Houston in game two. That's the lower bracket sectional championship. And by the way, the winner of that second game between Fort Loramie and Houston will play a Monroe sectional championship team next Saturday in the district at Troy. And I think the likely opponent is Cedarville, which is a pretty good club, only four losses on the year, with a fine inside player in Bolander, who stands about 5'10". Marissa Poling shoots the free throw off to the right, no good. Larissa clearly not 100%. 36-15 Rushi. Larissa shoots again. It's good. 37-15.
They're only 6 of 14 from the free throw line. That's a place. But we've seen them shoot it well.
Oh, so. Yeah. Against Fort Loramie late in the season, what was it, 17 of 20 in the second half?
Yeah.
Something like that. Here's a long three try by Botkins. It is short of the mark. Botkins gets the long rebound. It's flipped cross-court to Jones. Jones against Shea Borchers in the middle to Bergman. Good pass low on the left to a teammate. Driving toward the rim. Shot blocked. Taken away by Rushi. Botkins tries to recover and fouls. 1-1 Rushi. 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. 37-15 in favor of the Raiders.
Unfortunately, that was the 10th team foul. She's going to shoot two. It's been a foul fest here in the second half.
Sure has. Gives us a chance to talk about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, established in 2011. Qualified staff at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also offering ear piercing. Free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. Watch link adjustment. Watch battery replacement. Qualified staff at the Jewelry Barn, great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Priced just right. Certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading. Also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi you heard about the shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557 for the Jewelry Barn, the gem in Rushi, Ohio. And I tell you what, I've been there. I like the shop. Very little cost overhead. Pricing is perfect, spot on. It'll meet your budget's needs. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. And some people may call it a diamond in the rough. I call it the gem in Rushi, Ohio.
The gem.
3:55 to go here in the fourth quarter, 38-15. Rushi girls lead Botkins. Midcourt with the ball, Ashley Scott for the Raiders. Bounces out high to Cordonier. Cordonier looks for the cutter, finds her. York, who blew it on the inside. Got the rebound back, could not connect. Ashley Scott, Shea Borcher, scrap for the board. It's loose on the floor, baseline left. Rolling away from the Raiders, out of bounds to Botkins. Rushi got off to a slow start. Botkins made its first shot. Rushi missed its first four, then hit 5 of 6, and the Raiders were off and running. 3:20 left in this game. Sutton, top of the circle for Botkins, gives to Paige Lane, who darts middle of the floor, drives hard to the basket, can't make it, but she is shouldered on the play by a Rushi player, and Paige Lane will shoot a couple. It's been a parade to the free throw line here in the second half, especially the fourth quarter. Paige Lane with one basket to her credit today. Drops in the foul shot. 38-16. In Paige's arsenal is that drive to the hoop. She likes to get down inside the teeth of the defense, make things happen, draw fouls, shoot free throws. She's done a little bit of that today. She knocks down a couple shots at the stripe here. 38-17. Rushi leads with 3:12 to go in the game. Over the timeline is Scott for Rushi outside the arc on the right to Borchers. Just over three to play. Deep in the left corner, Scott's got it. Swings it back to Borchers. Larissa Poling posting up inside. Deep in the right corner, Caitlin Monin, baseline, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Now to York, 2:48 to go. York's open from 15, and the shot swings around the rim and spins out. Taken down by Botkins. Up over the timeline comes Paige Lane. Now to Bergman. Bergman in the left corner to a teammate. On the arc, Aliyah Jones. She sets her feet, shoots a three-pointer. No good. Good hard rebound attempt by Paige Lane. Her arm is grabbed, and she'll get two at the stripe. Don't forget, Frisch's in Troy, Tip City and Sydney. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And at the Troy Frisch's on Monday, children eat free from 5 to 8. That's the Frisch's in Troy this coming Monday. Children eat free of charge from 5 to 8 p.m. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Outstanding high-quality furniture. Priced to meet your budget's needs at Goffney. Superb furniture at Goffney. An array of new inventory of furniture coming in all the time at Goffney Furniture. You'll be impressed. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Go to the website, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Take advantage of coupons and more savings at the Goffney website. 2:30 left to go, 38-19 in favor of Rushi. After free throws are made, Botkins inbounds. Rushi gets a timeout. Fans thought a travel should have been called, but apparently a timeout was given.
Called first.
Before the ball was put in play.
That's kind of a tough call, but I'm not sure that that call is going to affect the end of the game.
No, here, so. At 38-19, I honor the timeout and let the coaches get substitutes on the floor. We'll return in a moment. The score doubled here. Well, we'll keep it right here as we wait out the final seconds of this timeout.
I was looking for my seven-second timeout, but I didn't have one on there.
Here's a quick seven-second timeout. Thanks so much to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good-eating place like Brookins. Rushi inbound, stolen by Botkins. Three-pointer by Paige Lane, no good. Grace Holman on the stick back, and she is flattened. She goes to the floor. She's awarded two foul shots. 38-19, Rushi has doubled the score on Botkins with 2:22 to go. And it is taking an eternity to finish out the fourth quarter. Free throw by Holman bounces all around and goes in.
Yeah, they were going to have a little bit of a break between games. They might have to start late now.
Second free throw by Holman off to the right. Rebound tipped away, out of bounds in the corner. And Rushi tagged at last. Botkins ball. What is our actual time of day now, Chuck?
It's 1:09.
Yeah, our second game won't start probably till a quarter or two or so. Here is Botkins inbounding in the lane. Short jump shot tried, but Jill Grevy off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Borchers of Rushi. She springs her way up the floor, pulls up on the arc, hands it off to York. Left side pass. Goes on the play to a teammate. Now in a minute 50 remaining. Here's Monin. Here's Scott in the corner. Scott feeds it out back to teammate Caitlin Monin. Here's an errant pass intercepted by Aliyah Jones of Botkins. She strolls up over the timeline. Here's a pass, top of the circle to Sutton. Now to Aliyah Jones, right flank. 90 seconds to go in the game. Ball thrown to a cutter right down the pike. Laid up and missed, but a foul. And Courtney Sutton will shoot two. So much gratitude to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Free throw by Sutton, good. Host of changes coming in for Botkins.
Jeff Bray just said his favorite thing at Trish's is the coleslaw, tartar sauce, and the crushed ice.
You know what? You know what? I go to the Frisch's drive-thru just to get the soft drink and the crushed ice.
Oh, and it is outstanding.
Oh, yeah, I've got a crush on it. Both free throws made by Botkins. Courtney Sutton dropped them in. 38-21, Rushi in the lead with 17. Yeah, Jeff, thanks for that little note. Yeah, the coleslaw, you're right. Coleslaw, tartar sauce, crushed ice, and add the chili. That's my favorite foursome.
See, and I'm a big boy, and I love their vegetable soup.
Minute 15 to go here in the fourth, 38-21 in favor of Rushi. Who's that shooting free throw?
Olivia Mormon.
Olivia Mormon in off the bench now for the Raiders. Her first foul shot is no good. A little too much distance on it. Second one coming. On the way. Got it. I had a fish sandwich last night. Yeah. At Frisch's with double tartar sauce. Uh-huh. Coleslaw's outstanding, yep.
So far I've had two pretzel rods today. I'm starving, so we need to move on.
I tell you what, Frisch's got a corner of the crushed ice. You can't find it anywhere.
No, huh? No.
Here is Botkins, a little give and go down the lane. Lost ball, picked up on the arc by the Trojans with 50 seconds remaining. And Rushi up 39-21.
I turned away and I looked back and a JV game broke out.
You're right. Rushi will take on the Newton Tri-Village winner. They play Tuesday at Brookville. Rushi will play the Newton Tri-Village winner at Troy next Saturday afternoon at a time to be determined. Botkin just scored a two-pointer, Chuck.
That was Madison Gerstner.
Madison Gerstner wearing number 2 and off the bench. Knocked down the shot. Here's a rebound up and in by Rushi's Caitlin Monin, who's come in as a substitute and has looked good in her bench role for the Raiders. 19.5 to go, 41-23 in favor of Rushi. But the Raiders will have a full week off to get ready for Tri-Village at Newton. Tri-Village or Newton. TV would be the favorite, although Newton is coming off a nice upset against Troy Christian. Rushi played Tri-Village in the season. Raiders were trounced at Tri-Village. I guarantee you things will be different in the district. It won't be that lopsided for sure. And Rushi will get a good look at Tri-Village on Tuesday. And that should be perhaps the headliner of the trio of district games at Troy next Saturday. Final seconds running down, and that'll do it. 41-23, Rushi victorious for the third time this year over Botkins. And Rushi advances on to 20-5 on the season. Botkins closes out the campaign at 15-10. And Botkins was 5-7 in the Shelby County League. Rushi had Botkins' number all year long. Rushi beat Botkins 45-32, 52-24, and here today, 41-23. Botkins will graduate Hannah Bailey, and both Paige Lane and Sarah Bergman. Those will be two tough replacements for head coach Mike Maurer and company at Botkins. 41-23, Rutgers. I'm getting the Big Ten mixed up here today.
That was a good one.
Rushi to the district championship next Saturday at Troy, and we expect that to be an excellent game, Rushi against Tri-Village or Newton. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors here today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Hanna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And we salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, along with the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Chuck, are Clancy's award winners here today in this Rushi 18-point win?
Well, on the Botkin side, was kind of a tough call because nobody really had a terrific game, but Paige Lane ended up going 6-for-6 from the free throw line, so she's going to be the Botkins. On the other side, it was an easy win. Jenna Cordon, your 17 points, all in the two middle quarters. He had one free throw in the fourth quarter. So Jenna Cordonier and Paige Lane.
And Chuck, hats off to Andy Timmerman at Troy. The Raiders could have run up the tally here today.
Oh, yeah.
And put 50 to 60 on the board. Had the game well in hand in the second quarter. And Rushi, time and time again in the second half, just shaved seconds off the clock without attempting to score. And I'm sure head coach Mike Maurer would be one of the first to shake the hands of head coach Andy Timmerman. Two very likable head coaches. We enjoyed seeing them in action again all year long. We hope Mike returns next year to be the mentor of the girls program here at Botkins. Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Once again, we go offline for 10 or 12 minutes, then return with our pregame open before the start of the Houston Fort Laramie game, which is up next. Ron Mooney is our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee, Stats Color Onside Engineering. I'm Jack Kramer saying once again the final score of game one. Rushi 41, Botkins 23 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.